My name is Melania. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Can I speak to the person who requested this call back? And how may I assist you?
This is Cindy. Give me one second.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You have a lot of background noise going on.
Give me one second. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. What can I help you with?
Yes, I called earlier to try to file a claim due to reduced hours and my phone cut off, like, I guess towards the end of the conversation because the call was about an hour long, and I was trying to see when it would be saved as an incomplete claim, and I can finish it now depending on how quick it is, or do I just need to go ahead and call back because right now I'm at work.
You said what? I can't hear you.
Give me one second.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I called earlier to file a claim due to reduced hours at my place of employment, and I was on the phone with them for about an hour, and then the phone cut off, and every time they would try to call me back, I couldn't hear anything. So I was trying to see, will I have to start over with you guys, or will it be like an incomplete claim, and I could just start from where I left off at?
You could start from where you left off at.
Okay, could I go ahead and do that?
Yes. What's your social security number?
422-416544.
And what's your date of birth?
12/29/93.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Wells.
All right, so you said a reducing hour. Were you hired on full time?
Yes, ma'am. She said 20 when I first got interviewed. She said 20 to 30 hours, I think.
Okay. Hold one moment. Let me find where you were.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to where y'all had finished off. Okay. Are you working all the hours that are made available to you by your employer?
Yes.
All right. Did you request a reduction?
No.
All right. Were you hired on part-time only?
What is considered part-time or full-time? How do you...
Like, when you got hired, did you know that you were only going to get 25 hours?
Yeah, she told me 25 to 30.
Yeah, so you won't be able to file because you knew that you were hired on part-time, so you didn't have a reduction in your hours because you were hired.
I'm literally getting only, like, 2 days out of, like, not even two. Like, this week and last week I had 1 day. And then this week, I got 1 day, like,
yeah,
on the schedule. Like, out of 4 to 2 weeks, it's not even 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, basically hired me. I feel like there's false pretenses. If I'm telling you during the interview, this is why I'm leaving my current employer, because I only get so-and-so days, and I'm looking for more hours. And then you tell me that set of hours. And then when I get here, and you just drop my hours like that, like I don't have bills. This less than part time, like 10 hours per week.
Let me ask, but I know that if you were hired on part time and you knew you were part time and you're still actively working at that job, you won't be able to file. But I'll ask the question. Just hold one moment for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So she actually, y'all actually finished it. I'm going to read you the disclosure. Okay.
Okay.
Do you agree? Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
Yes.
All right. Do you understand under penalty and perjuries that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the connection made to this claim is to be true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right, do you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well, seeking full-time work each week that you claim unemployment benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit either one of the Alabama Career Center or log in to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in benefits. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined. Instructions regarding your eligibility and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. Okay?
Okay.
You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the telephone number is going to be 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at the earliest of 12 o'clock in the morning through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet.
Yes.
Okay, so. All right, so a letter may be. It's very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback for assistance. You reported that your last day of work during this current week, you are required to report your wages on your first weekly certification, okay?
Okay.
All right, so since you're a job attached, you have an expected recall date to work. You're not required to make your work search, but you must be available to return back to work upon recall status. If it changes, you need to call the inquiry department, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I just submitted your claim, and your PIN is going to be 6544, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have any questions?
And you said the claim should be made between Friday and Sunday, no later from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure of, Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.